WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Today we meet historian and cultural anthropologist Jaque Edward Carter, founder of the Greater Hazelwood Historical Society. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook reports on the efforts to preserve the neighborhood's history.
The Greater Hazelwood Historical Society of Pittsburgh was founded 2018 to restore neighborhood pride and preserve the pillars of our community's past.
Jaque Edward Carter says he started the Historical Society with a vision to keep Hazelwood's early days alive by compiling old images and speaking with residents who have lived and experienced the neighborhood's changes. Like many areas in Pittsburgh, renovations and major structural changes are taking place. In fact, Hazelwood is where the city's last active steel mill was located. Carter says part of his vision for spearheading the movement of preservation was to uphold the essence of the area.
It was actually founded at a time when the focus on the community's development was the future without any regard to the historic preservation of the buildings and places and spaces that were beloved by many members of the community.
He also says it is imperative to continue the rich traditions of the neighborhood by bridging the gap between generations.
I'm on the phone with a lot of older people all the time, talking to them as mentors and confidants. So I'm going to impart that wisdom on to the youth.
He stresses that for the area's youth, having a grasp of Hazelwood's past is essential for shaping the neighborhood's future.
They actually are going to be the next generation to change the world, so they have to know what happened before them to fully understand how to go into the future.
And Carter says the neighborhood's history is rich, from its role in the steel industry to the little-known fact of the game created by Hugh J. Ward that spread worldwide originated right here in Hazelwood.
The game of bingo was created here in Hazelwood in the 1920s and went on to be worldwide famous, and actually was able to find records to support all of those things, you know, where he lived at the time when the game was invented. He copyrighted the game. Even the house where he died in the 1940s is still there.
I have a newfound respect and appreciation for the history of Hazelwood.
Devin Igles, a senior at South Allegheny High School, is a Hazelwood native.
Now every time I go through Hazelwood, it's just, I look at it like it's a whole new place. Like down on the main road, there were more like buildings, and he really taught me about the history and about the community of Hazelwood and how I can help.
Historical Society board member Marianne McHarg says she and longtime residents are excited about the growth and development of the organization.
This is really what's going to be there to tell the narrative of Hazelwood, what I'd like to call the integrity of the neighborhood. I think that it's important, not just in the sense of preserving what is good, but also preserving the trials and the tribulations and the resilience of the people.
Although there is no physical space for the Hazelwood Historical Society at the moment, the renovation of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Hazelwood branch, built in 1899 and condemned for over 15 years, will serve as the offices, coupled with a museum filled with artifacts for people to visit. I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.